I wanted to have David on the show for a number of reasons, but also because his voice is part of my musical DNA.
Well, thank you very much. I'm very flattered.
Just grew up listening to your records, David. And, you know, as I did a little research on you, and I don't know if it's correct or not, because, you know, a lot of stuff on the internet is not correct, but you grew up for a time in West Orange, New Jersey.
Your research is correct. I grew up, my first 5 years was in Manhattan, and then my parents got divorced. My mom and dad were divorced, and my mom, who grew up in West Orange, my grandparents were there, and I went to grammar school, went to kindergarten, and up until the fifth grade in West Orange, and I have very fond memories of it. My mom, who was an actress, spent a lot of time on the road. She was someone who did her best to take care of my grandparents and myself. And yeah, I went to the same grammar school that she went to. And I have really great, fond memories of that. My grandparents were wonderful, loving people. And a lot of my early musical background came from them. My grandmother was a piano teacher. Mm. And also a former opera singer. And everyone in my mom's family played an instrument. And it was really a very solid, very loving, and really wonderful beginning for me. So I'm very grateful for that. And I have a lot of just wonderful, wonderful memories of it.
So music is definitely in your genes.
I would say so.
Yeah.
My dad on his side, my father was an incredibly talented man who actually a lot of people didn't realize this because of his television and his film career, but he did, I think, over 30 Broadway shows.
Wow.
And he was hired by Cole Porter to re-record or to actually record all of Cole Porter's unrecorded Broadway stuff.
Wow.
And he was the male vocalist. And he was just a very, very, very gifted singer. He was an absolute, you know, Irish tenor.
Hmm.
And I'm very proud of the fact that he gave me a lot of inspiration.
When I see clips of you performing, you know, I can't help notice that, you know, you've always got that guitar with you. And I want to know, when you first started learning to play guitar, who were your influences?
You know, on a Sunday night, I watched Ed Sullivan and Beatles were on.
Yeah.
And the next day, I went out and bought an electric guitar. And just, I got to know all of them, although I got to know John, and I consider him a friend. And I think that his influence on me was tremendous. I played with Paul once.
Mm-hmm.
I got to know all of them, but they changed the world and they influenced me enormously. And I pay homage to them. I might do either in New Brunswick or at BB's. I might just do a song or two of theirs and just to sort of honor them and my growing up. And, their music changed our world.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, the amazing thing is when I see clips of you perform live, you come out and you do this bluesy, funky version of Come On, Get Happy. And you don't even realize what it is until you start singing. And then you go, wow, yeah, very cool.
Well, I saw B.B. King play. I actually met him when I was 17 at the Whiskey Go-Go. A lot of people still don't believe this story, but I saw him play, and this is really before he broke out and crossed over.
Mm-hmm.
He was strictly a blues man if you were a blues fan, as I was, you would know him and you would, you know, be a fan of his. I thought of his records and always used to love to listen to him and try and copy some of his licks, but not nearly as well. there are songs that I recorded when I was really young that I still love, but sometimes it's like a, I don't know, it's like a suit that you wear.
Right.
And it fits you or it doesn't. The song fits me, but the style doesn't. And
right.
I try and pay homage to all that great music I recorded when I was in the Partridge Family and also my solo career. But that's when I changed the arrangement because it's message. And what I've tried to bring to the world is just lifting them up.
Sure.
And bringing joy and happiness to people is, it's what I do and what I've been about my whole career.
We just heard The Partridge Family, a number 13 hit in 1971, I Woke Up in Love This Morning. Our guest is David Cassidy, who's performing at the State Theater in New Brunswick, New Jersey on January 9th, Saturday the 10th at B.B. King's in New York City, and on the 24th at the Tropicana in Atlantic City, New Jersey. David, when I listen to those Partridge Family records, they're just impeccably produced. I mean, you've got top-notch musicians, studio musicians playing on there. The top-notch,
the best of all time.
Yeah, the absolute best. Is there a song that you think of as the definitive song, the cream of the crop?
Well, I think about it. I recorded hundreds of songs.
Yeah.
It's hard for me to think of one that really stands out. I mean, think in most people's minds, I think I love you.
Sure.
And I think it does define a me musical career back then. And also, it was record of the year and one of the biggest selling songs ever.
Yeah.
So I hate to choose one song. I have a number of them that are favorites of mine. And, Point Me in the Direction of Albuquerque is a great song.
I always say that's the greatest Elvis song that Elvis never recorded.
It's good.
Yeah.
I like it. Yeah, that's good.
Another song I want to ask you about is a record that came out 20 or so years after the Partridge Family folded. You had a hit with a song called Lying to Myself.
Yeah, it's funny because I go back and revisit it sometimes, and I've done it a couple of different ways. It's indicative of the early 90s.
Yeah.
And again, like I was talking about, is I'm really proud of it as a writer, but it's the kind of arrangement that you have to feel fits you today.
Gotcha.
And I've been playing around with different versions of it, and who knows? Maybe I'll do it then. Maybe I'll do it on Saturday the 10th, or maybe at New Brunswick on the 9th. We shall see.
We're talking to David Cassidy, and we may hear that song, Lying to Myself, in one of his upcoming shows, January 9th at the State Theater in New Brunswick, New Jersey, January 10th at B.B. King's in New York City, and January 24th at the Tropicana in Atlantic City, New Jersey. And as you mentioned before, sometimes the arrangement doesn't fit you now, so, you change it around, and you bring the song to life again in the concert setting.
Yeah, and it has to fit, and it has to work. I like to be true to, other than the version we're talking about, Come On Get Happy. I like to do it because I think the fans deserve the reason they're there is they want to relive your music.
Right.
Every artist you go and see, you don't want them to do material that you don't know that they recorded. You don't want to see an artist go, well, I'm not going to do any of my hits.
Right.
What I'm going to do is a new album.
Right.
And the audience sits there and they're crickets.
Right.
Yeah. It just doesn't make any sense. So they get to hear the music the way they remember it.
Mm-hmm.
I also like to take people like on a musical journey through my life. As I mentioned earlier, my dad and my mother and my grandmother, all musicians, and they taught me a lot about music in itself, and introduced me to Gershwin, Cole Porter,
right,
and all of that. I don't put that into my repertoire, but I use it as at least an inspiration for the growth I've had as a musician, as an artist, and as a writer.
David, just to wrap up here, I can hear it in your voice how much you love performing. And recently,
I do.
You recently put on your website, though, that you're maybe thinking about retiring from performing.
I can't say I'm thinking about it. It's something that people ask me about it all the time. And, you know, I've had a lot of physical issues that I have a very bad back and I have arthritis. But I still love to play. It's just a question of the toll it takes traveling and getting there.
Yeah.
I don't know how I'm going to be doing it, but as long as I'm enjoying it and I can deal with it, I'm going to do it.
Well, listen, that's great to hear, David. And before I let you go, and this is sort of embarrassing for me, but if I could just get you to say hello to my mother.
I'd be happy to say hi to your mom. Hi, Mom.
All right, there we go. See, when I told her I was interviewing you, she started hyperventilating on the phone.
Oh, so that's so sweet. Thanks,
I'm glad,
man.
I could get you. Hey, David,
God
thanks so
you,
much.
Cousin.
Thanks so much for talking to us. God bless you, too, and have a great rest of 2015.
Thanks, pal.